This Rise and Shine podcast series has been made possible by the generosity of the Zeitelman Family Foundation, which is committed to the unity and continuity of the Jewish people through meaningful and relevant Jewish education and wisdom.
If we are brave enough, often enough, we will fall. And to be brave or to have courage seems to be the ticket to self-actualization. We just need to commit to saying and believing this about ourselves.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrienne Gold Davis.
In the book of Proverbs, King Solomon famously said, "A righteous man falls seven times, yet still gets up." It seems that the righteousness occurs in the falling and the getting back up. It seems that a descent can be a springboard for an ascent, that falling down can actually benefit us. As a young mother, I was not aware of this wisdom. And in fact, I spent an inordinate amount of time, both physically and mentally, trying to figure out how not to let my kids fall. And in the process, I may well have robbed them of some of the righteousness that they might have attained long before they forcibly cut the apron strings and moved away from my rapidly spinning helicopter blades. But nature seemed to understand this message long before I did. In his book, A View from the Zoo, Gary Richman describes how a newborn giraffe learns its first lesson. He writes, "The mother giraffe lowers her head long enough to take a quick look. Then she positions herself directly over her calf. She waits for about a minute, and then she does the most unreasonable thing. She swings her long, pendulous leg outward and kicks her baby so that it's sent sprawling head over heels. When it doesn't get up, the violent process is repeated over and over again, and the struggle to rise is momentous. As the baby calf grows tired, the mother kicks it again to stimulate its efforts. Finally, the calf stands for the first time on its wobbly legs. And then the mother giraffe does the most remarkable thing. She kicks it off its feet again. Why? Because she wants it to remember how it got up. In the wild, baby giraffes must be able to get up as quickly as possible to stay with the herd where there's safety. Lions, hyenas, leopards, and wild hunting dogs all enjoy young giraffes. And they'd get it, too, if the mother didn't teach her calf to get up quickly and get with it. Now, I confess, there were times when I was tempted to act like a mother giraffe with my teenagers. But those times were out of anger and not out of a desire to help my kids build resilience. So clearly, no one is suggesting that you behave like a mother giraffe. But let's internalize the importance of teaching our children resilience by at least allowing them to get up on their own when they have metaphorically fallen down. The brilliant Brené Brown says that the physics of vulnerability are simple. If we are brave enough, often enough, we will fall. And to be brave or to have courage seems to be the ticket to self-actualization. And it requires a bit of discomfort, what I have referenced in the past as productive discomfort. The Torah teaches us a powerful lesson in one of the first stories in Bereshit, or Genesis. It speaks of the brothers Cain and Abel, the sons of Adam and Eve, and their fall from grace. Essentially, Abel was a shepherd, and Cain was a farmer. And the brothers brought an offering to God. And Cain brought the fruit of the soil, and Abel brought the firstborn of his flocks and of their fattest. And we learn that God accepted Abel's offering, but not Cain's. We learn that Cain became annoyed, and it says his countenance fell. And God says to Cain, "Why are you annoyed? Why has your countenance fallen? If you improve, you'll be forgiven. But if you do not improve, sin will be waiting for you. Sin longs for you, but you can rule over it. So what exactly is God saying to Cain? Well, in shorthand, it seems that God is telling him, you can do better than this. Just get up and do better. That's all it takes. And if you let yourself get down on yourself, then you're poised to make worse mistakes. Because when our sense of self is colored by self-loathing, we risk living up to that low self-concept. When repair and improvement are warranted, falling into despair instead can set you up for a bigger fall. Like a time when you know you behave badly and you feel guilty about it, but instead of apologizing, you might think, I'm going to make myself feel better by building a case around why I did what I did. I'm going to make myself right and the other person wrong so that I don't have to do the work of getting up. And I could go on. I know, because I am a master at rationalizing. And clearly God was right, because as the Torah says, and Cain spoke to Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. The first murder in the Torah is a fratricide. This is what we're capable of when we allow ourselves to wallow and sink further by staying low. From the very beginning of our family history in the book of Genesis, we are being warned through these stories what human beings are capable of. This tendency to kill off the thing that reminds you of your fall is the thing that will kill off your potential for righteousness. What a human paradox. You know, one of my favorite quotes from the former First Lady Michelle Obama was, "When they go low, we go high." And a corollary to that might be this. When I fall low, I bounce back high. We just need to commit to saying and believing this about ourselves. That I rebound. That I ricochet. This week, can you consider the times in your life where you tried to kill off the pain of failure rather than getting back up? Can you look honestly at those times and ask yourself how to make amends for those lost opportunities? Can you move through your day committed to getting back up 7 times? 70 times? Because righteousness is waiting for you if only you allow yourself to learn from your mistakes and bounce back higher.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
This podcast was sponsored by the Zeitelman Family Foundation. Spread the wisdom. Inspire Jewish individuals around the globe by supporting Momentum's podcasts. To sponsor, contact podcast@momentumunlimited.org. You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit momentumunlimited.org.